Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Ricky. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing great. Thanks so much for asking. Can I have your email address so I can locate your account, please?
Sure. It's lori.rufo@gmail.com.
You said Glory, G-L-O-R-I.
L-O-R-I.
Oh, L-O-R-I. I'm sorry.
Yep. Lori Rufo, R-U-F-O.
R-U-S-O?
F-O. R-U, F as in Fred.
Oh, at gmail.com?
Sure. Well, look, can I ask you a question? What is Evo Trainer?
Of course. Okay, so it's a fitness and health mobile app designed to fuel your journey to a healthier lifestyle.
Okay. So this charge has been showing up on my mother's credit card, and there's no way she ever signed up for this because she has absolutely no need for this type of service. And she had called you guys before, and you had reversed a charge, but there was also another charge on there. And so I've disputed that with my credit card company, and then they came back, and they sent some document, and they said, okay, well, I guess you did order this, but there's just no way that my mother signed up for this.
Okay. So her email address is L-O-R-I, and then R-U-F as in Frank, O as in Orange, at gmail.com.
Yeah, there's a period between
two names. Okay, and can you verify her first and last name and her address for me, please?
It's Loretta Sharp, and it's 1 Beaconsfield Drive, Natick, Mass.
Okay, thanks so much for information as well, sir. And so is the Evo Trainer, you're saying that she never did that, sir? And is she sure no one else in her household ever placed the order?
No, there's no way.
Okay, place her on a brief hold moment, okay?
Okay.
Okay, thanks so much for that. It looks like that account has already been canceled, and it looks like the charge never went through, so she's fine. So it never went through, she's fine about that, okay?
No, she's not, because I just looked at her credit card statement, and the charge was reinstated.
Yeah, I'm saying that it looks like it was pending on the account, but it never went through. So you're saying that it did go through?
It did go through.
Let me place you on a brief hold.
Okay.
Okay, thank you for being so patient and hold it for me.
Okay.
So what happened, sir, is it is showing that it's still pending on our end. So I would say give it like another hour or two and then give us a call back in and we'll be able to assist you about that. Because right now we're not actually able to issue a refund about the charge because it's still pending. So it didn't actually go through yet.
What do you mean it's still pending? I mean, this charge was so she had just pointed this out to me and I finally just looked into it. And so this new charge was at the end of March.
At the end of, okay, well, let me look up that account a little more. One moment. Stay here, just bear me a moment, okay?
Yep.
And I'm still here. Just bear with me a moment, okay? Just looking at that.
So the original charge was January.
Oh,
4th,
okay.
Was,
so I'm looking at, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. So it looks like the account is in chargeback, sir. So what happens is, meaning that she filed a dispute and she lost the dispute, so it placed the account in chargeback.
Right.
So there's no way that we can issue out a refund for that. I do apologize. But the account has already been canceled and issued out a refund at first. Then the bank took it back once they went and did everything, their investigation, everything.
Right, so I'd like to have that charge reversed.
Okay, so there's no way that we can refund that charge, sir, and charge back, meaning that what happens is with a charge back, she filed a dispute with her bank, she lost the dispute with her bank, and they took the money back from her once they gave it to her.
Right, right, and so now that's why I'm calling you now, because
okay,
either,
so,
I start the dispute process again, or I call you guys and you guys reverse the charge.
There's no way that we can refund a charge, sir. Your bank took the money back, so she'll have to discuss that with her bank. There's nothing that we can do.
So I'm
she
just going to go back and
I'm just
going to just dispute it again with them, and then they'll come back to you. And I mean,
okay,
I
there's
know.
No way they can come back to us. I do apologize. They may want to even dispute it because it's already been disputed and she lost the dispute.
Okay, then what's the deal with your company? Why do I see all these complaints about this company? And why are you guys taking advantage of of an elderly woman who there's no way she signed up for this?
Okay, so I do apologize. Someone did have to sign up for it, sir. I do apologize.
No, she didn't sign up for it. If she signed up for it, there would be records of it in her email. There's nothing. There's no way. And there are other people on the internet that have the same issue.
Okay, well, I do apologize. She further, however, that account is canceled. She won't receive any more charge or anything else, okay?
I mean, it's not okay because you guys get this money and for something that she never signed up for, and that's pretty lousy.
Well, the bank did investigation, sir, and they proved that she did.
So
someone did sign
just
up for
set up
it.
A piece of paper, and that doesn't mean anything. She has no receipt. There's no record other than that piece of paper that you sent them. So, okay, I mean, I guess you're actually pretty good. You probably get this a lot. So
I don't. I'm sorry about that.
What's that?
No, I don't. I'm sorry about that.
Oh, I'm sure you do. I mean, this is a complete scam. But thank you, anyways. Goodbye.
Okay. Thanks so much for calling us support.